like, when you're dreaming at night, if somebody's trying to wake you up, they're not trying to wake up the dream figure. They're not talking to the dream figure. They're talking to you, the mind that's dreaming the dream. And so Jesus likewise is talking to the dreamer, asking the dreamer to recognize that the bad dreams that he's caught up in and identifying with are all made up. And whatever evil, quote, evil sins seem to be being committed in the dream, they're just illusion. So that's Jesus' perspective from outside of the dream. But we still have an investment in believing that the dream is real. But again, Jesus is only ever speaking to the dreamer. And we are only ever the dreamer. We're deluding ourselves into thinking that we're the dream figure. But all the action is happening in the dreamer's mind. All decisions are being made there. When there's questions of, what do I cherish? It's not the dream figure that cherishes anything. It's always the mind of the dreamer that's cherishing dreams, specific dreams. And Jesus is saying, don't you realize what you're cherishing is an illusion? Do you really want to make yourself so miserable for something that isn't real and mount an insane defense to protect it? So always, again, he's speaking to the dreamer, not the dream figure. And we are always making decisions about what we want as the dreamer, maybe mistakenly identified with the dream figure. And so therefore the things we think we want are things in the dream. But it's still always the dreamer that's wanting to choose what we're going to go for next. The dream figure is not doing anything.